Recorded Books presents Honey Drop Dead by Laura Childs, narrated by Barbara McCullough. Chapter 1. It was politics as usual, or unusual in this particular case, because tea maven Theodosia Browning had never hosted a tea party before, where a super ambitious, over-caffeinated politician had suddenly leaped from his chair to deliver a boastful, impromptu speech. Of course, it was election time in Charleston, South Carolina, and politicians were thick as flies in a hog barn, which is why Osgood Claxton III was rambling to an acutely bored audience about his prodigious accomplishments and why they should surely award him a seat in the state legislature. It was also why Theodosia hovered nervously at her tea table, while her team readied scones and tea sandwiches. "He's trying to hijack Holly's event," Theodosia murmured to Drayton Connolly, her tea sommelier and trusted friend. They were gazing out at the dozen or so tables that had been set up in Charleston's gorgeous new Pettigrew Park, getting ready to plop fresh-baked Glory Bee honey scones on all their guests' plates. "This has the markings of a train wreck," Drayton agreed. He touched a finger to his yellow bow tie as if to punctuate his sentence. Theodosia turned sharp blue eyes onto Holly Burns, the owner of the Imago Gallery, who was seated nearby. As Claxton droned on, Holly's face turned blotchy and her jaw went rigid. Clearly, she wasn't one bit happy. Oh, dear. This was, after all, Holly's outdoor tea party, in honor of the relaunch of her Imago Gallery. Dozens of art lovers, patrons, and artists lounged at the elegantly appointed tables while all around them, large, colorful paintings were displayed on wooden easels. A brilliant yellow sun shone down, and a cool breeze wafted in from Charleston Harbor to stir the park's newly planted native grasses. Hives from a community beekeeping project were stacked like bee condos, a safe distance away. "I'm going to go over there and try to disarm that walking, talking dictionary," Theodosia said to Drayton. A self-made tea entrepreneur who'd made it on her own terms, Theodosia was confident, nimble at handling tricky situations, and unimpressed by boastful politicians. Her ice-chip blue eyes matched her tasteful sapphire earrings, while masses of Titian red hair swirled around her lovely oval face. Theodosia also possessed a gracious manner that was poised, yet purposeful. "Watch your step with that fellow," Drayton warned. "He's powerfully connected, yes, I know he is," Theodosia said, as she grabbed a pink floral teapot filled with Darjeeling tea, fixed her mouth in a bright smile, and headed directly for the red-faced, overbearing politician. Osgood Claxton III saw her coming and seemed to lose focus for a moment. He blinked, trying desperately to sputter out a few more words, but that tiny hesitation was all Theodosia needed. "Mr. Claxton," Theodosia said with a warm lilt to her voice, "bless your heart for expounding on your many qualifications. Now that we're all familiar with such prodigious talents, you must surely take your seat so my staff and I can begin serving our delicious luncheon of honey scones and tea sandwiches." Theodosia grabbed a quick breath, faced the 40 or so guests, and continued, not allowing the startled Claxton a moment to jump back in. "As you all know, Holly Burns has recently upped the ante at her marvelous Imago Gallery." She smiled as Claxton reluctantly slumped in his seat. "Along with a new partner and a higher profile in Charleston's thriving art scene, Holly now represents an amazing group of talented and well-known South Carolina artists." There was a spatter of applause, and Holly half rose in her chair to wave and acknowledge her guests. She had long dark hair, was skinny as a wet cat, wore armfuls of clanking silver bracelets, and jittered.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?